Perhaps the most important issue for Senator Pat Toomey and his opponent, former Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Katie McGinty, is the economy and job creation. For her part, Secretary McGinty says Western Pennsylvania can compete in manufacturing again.
We should be optimistic about where we are. Here's the cutting edge of where competition is. That cutting edge has to do with skilled labor plus technology plus speed to market. Well, we have some of the best workforce, certainly in the country here in Pennsylvania and in Western Pennsylvania in particular. But making stuff now is as much about a joystick as it is a forklift. And so when we have the excellence at Carnegie Mellon in robotics, at Pitt in life sciences, at Penn State in engineering, nanotechnology, you put those things together, plus the fact that we sit in the middle of the biggest buying market in the world. Our speed to market is quicker than any of our competitors. That's a recipe for success. But we have to go after it.
Meanwhile, Senator Toomey says Western Pennsylvania has been underperforming economically and that Washington has to address the reasons why.
For instance, reforming our tax code to encourage work and savings of investment would produce a lot more work and savings and investment, and that would lead to growth. We've got to push back on this crazy regulatory excesses, especially Washington's ridiculous war on energy jobs. And we should take advantage of this incredible asset we have right underneath our own ground, which is natural gas in an almost unlimited supply. That gives us a competitive advantage that no one else in the world enjoys. And that can help heavy industry. That helps people who have to bend metal. People have to use lots of energy. So I think that combination of a more competitive and pro-growth tax code, more sensible and less onerous regulation, and taking advantage of our energy, I think we can have a booming economy here in Western Pennsylvania.
Donald Trump famously said last spring that he's going to bring the steel and coal industry back. Is that possible, in your opinion, Senator Toomey, in this day and age? And if not, what are the industries Western Pennsylvania can turn to in order to create jobs?
A lot of steel can come back. It takes a booming economy to create enough demand for the steel products. And right now, our economy is weak. So that absolutely can have a substantial rebound. Coal is very, very inexpensive source of electric generation. And we've learned how to dramatically reduce, I mean, like almost eliminate the pollutants that used to pollute our air from coal. And so if we didn't have the regulatory obstacles, coal would come back. Absolutely.
McGinty says if she's elected, she will push hard as a U.S. senator for buying American.
Where are our tax dollars going? For every good and service that we are procuring, are we buying from local companies invested in our communities? We absolutely should, need to be, and when we do, you bet it'll be the best goods and services in the world.
How do you ensure that?
Well, I think, look, you just, as I did when I was Secretary of Environmental Protection, we set about to build good jobs in the renewable energy space, manufacturing jobs. And the way we did that is to say, look, the Commonwealth is the biggest consumer of energy in Pennsylvania. So we put our energy purchasing dollars to work to buy from those companies that were hiring Pennsylvanians.
Tomorrow, U.S. Senate candidates Katie McGinty and Pat Toomey address the issue of gun violence. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, 90.5 WESA News.